Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Well, what is going on, DMV family? Pretty soon, Let's Get It On is coming to MIR, courtesy of Metro Area Grudge. And Lord, if they don't have some stuff in the store for you, fellas. Let me tell you what's going on. See, I had to play some good music because, I would like to do some stuff right now and tell you what's going on April 9th. You know, April 9th, we got the OG Big Tie Shootout, 5-inch bore space, smaller, 5-inch or bore or smaller nitrous, no blowers, single turbos allowed, showed no times the previous season. You can run any style trans and chassis. 5-inch bore and smaller nitrous, the return of the OG. Then you got the Let's Get It On, Folk Car Shootout. Lord, I just played that song. I'm still ready. I'm telling you, I'm primed to my Dirty D voice. Y'all don't know Dirty D, but Dirty D about to get on here in a minute, and something about to happen, Captain. But right now, I'm ready, and I'm primed. Let's get it on. Full car shootout. Winner takes all. Then you got the Stick It No More, streetcar shootout. That's hosted by Mr. Robbie Patch. Yeah, Stick It No More. Then last but not least, you got JB. I'm going to say this in my rock bass voice. You got JB in the place to be with the no clock, small block shootout. And we going to get funky. We going to get real funky. We about to get so funky. There's a locking that took place today, but I'm going to let y'all hear it right over the air. I'm going to give it to you everywhere like I just don't care. I'm feeling good right now, you know. Had some very good news that my aunt is going to pull through. She's coming off the villa later, so I'm really hyped right now. I'm pumped up. You know, my little young gun, Nathan King, his birthday is this weekend. We'll get to watch some racing. You know, it's just happy to know that my aunt is going to stay here with us and she's going to fight and pull on through. So, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm in a happy mood right now. I had, you know, getting off that good music. You know, we got racing around. We got racing this weekend. I'm going to be at Richmond Dragway with, I call him Steve Toman, a.k.a. Ball Meat, a.k.a. Meatball. He got a cash stage. He got a nitrous small block shootout, and he got a boosted shootout. The boosted shootout on one side and small block nitrous on the other. So we gonna be at Richmond Dragway. That's a Meatball Steve Toman doing his thing this weekend. Also next week coming up, my boy Josh Jones, Mr. Blow Your Ass Out. He got his show going on at Piedmont. He got a small block nitrous shootout. He got 29-315, and he got grudge racing all day. So that's going on next week at Piedmont, my boy Mr. Blow Your Ass Out. And then following, we're going to get it on. At MIR, Sunday, April 9th, we're going to get it on. Admission, $20. Test in June. And no time, $50, $10 pit parking, gates open at 10 a.m., and we're going to be cranking to the night. Like I said, right now, the owner of that Dookie Rope chain is none other than Mayor Knight. Yes, indeed, Mayor Knight. Plus, goddamn Mayor Knight with that goddamn soul train. But I heard there's some new cars coming out. I heard some, you know, guys are coming for, they're coming swinging, Dookie Rope chain. Also, you know, just going to throw that out there. The guys wanted, you know, let's put it like this. The no clock, small block guys wanted a belt. And you know what? I said, fuck it, let's do it. So JB has put a belt on order, and my belt rules is going to be different. You know, That belt's got to be run for some money. Has to be. No, I mean, got to be run for the money. You can't run for no $50 to $100. I'm just going to throw it out there. This ain't going to be one of them belts that you go, hey, man, let's run for a can of tuna. You're going to run for some money. You're going to get off some cash for that ass. But this is different. If the man that win it on the ninth get called out by the man at the bottom, you know, the man, I feel like this. This is how I feel. Let me go on, and I'm going to preach to you, fellas. I feel if the man at the top is that bad, he shouldn't be scared of the man at the bottom, the man at the middle, or the man right under him. So this belt is going to be to bring action. So if you're feeling froggy on one of them days, and that man that got that belt got it, and you call him out, and you want to put up a deposit on that belt, it's all I'm going to say is just like Carlos Wells got on this flyer. Let's get it on. Ooh, ow! Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you. Let's get it on. See, this belt right here, this belt is going to be for the action. It ain't going to be for that, hey, man, number two can call out number one. If I'm the man, number five, I can be called out by number six or whatever. This ain't like this. If you number one, if you get it on April 9th, number 10, he might be feeling froggy or when we go to Cecil, and he might want to get at you April 29th, and he might not be number two or number three. He might be number 10. He might be that man that went out in the first round, hit the ties. I don't care who he is. But if he wants a piece of that ass, he can get a piece of that ass. So I'm just letting you know there will be a belt. It is on order. You know, I'm on order with title belt, so it's we going to get it on. So, you know, I'm hoping it's going to be here April 9th. If not, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be here that following weekend because the boys wanted it and JD made it happen. But also, we got some business to take care of right now. We got some business to take care of right now. Oh, shit, the man. Somebody to push the one button. The business is about to take care of. The business is about to hit the fan right now with Mr. Let's Get It On, Carlos Wells, a.k.a. Mr. Brown, 202-491-8046. What's going on, Carlos?
Now, what's going on, JB?
I ain't doing nothing, man. I'm sitting here. I'm glad y'all called April 9th, Let's Get It On, because I'm serious. I'm telling you. This brought back memories. I feel like I'm back in my days. I'm 16 riding around in my 85 Blazer with a 2.8 with 2.12 in the back, Jack. I'm ready to get it on.
Right. Well, I can get a little sexual healing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, Carlos Wells, I got a youngster. Now, his people are going to push the one button pretty soon, but I got to, and you know, the business is already taken care of, but I want you to put it out there. I got a youngster named Nathan King with a car called Perpetrator. Now, this cat is turning 20 this weekend. He's turning 20. He gets a little,
how old
gets
is
a little
he
wet behind the
how
ears.
Old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
He's about to turn 20. He's getting a little wet behind the ears.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, he was feeling froggy. He was feeling froggy, and I told him there was a man, you know, when we talk, I said there's a man with a car out of his camp called Cold Case that'll give him what he's looking for. So him and his pops got together, and they said, you know what they said? Let's get it on, baby. So I just want you to let everybody know what's going to happen April 9th. What are you going to do to the perpetrator?
I guess I'm going to try to take some young boy to school, man. I ain't no young one 20 years old. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get it on. I'm going to go ahead and take Charlie to school, man.
Yeah, he's young. He's young behind the ears. He's young. He's a little young, but I'm going to tell you, he said, you know, we came from, I'm going to tell you what. You know what I like the most about him, Carlos? We went, first, we started out with, I think it was 12 cars down there Shadyside. In the cold, 56 degrees. The boys, we was cold as hell. But fuck it, we was there then. And he went out there, car shot down the track that Friday night on the test hit about 10 o'clock. And he felt good. good. He felt good. He came back, and you know I like him? He came back Saturday, and boy, he pulled the tough one. He pulled goddamn Fallen Nine, I think. And him at Fallen Nine, he had to shoot for it, and he did it, and he didn't get the win, but he had fun. He didn't get the win, but he had fun. But now, you know, he wants to do a little grudge racing, so everybody on here, he wants to race the cold case April 9th, second shakedown of the shootout. Now, Carlos, tell him what you told me. And tell them what you told them.
Well, race locked. I mean, it's locked. We ain't got no more to discuss. Like I told everybody, I ain't doing no more talking. April 9th is time to get it on, man. You know, the racing close. So he called us out, man. The race locked. We run a second shakedown. Track rules. Money already locked. So it's a done deal, man. We ready to go.
So you said you're going to take this little youngin' to school.
Yeah, I'm taking Charlie to school, man. I'm taking him to school, man. It's a lot of different press when you're running in a regular shootout when you're putting your own bread on the line. It's a different ball game.
Now, Carlos, you know why this is even? You know why this is even? This gets even better. Now his birthday is this weekend. Guess whose birthday is that weekend? You gonna be running him?
Yeah, I saw that shit. I said, man, they trying to set me up. Yeah, I seen Mike King's birthday. I saw that shit. Uh-huh.
So the son gonna try to make the daddy happy on his birthday. Oh,
right. Yeah, I don't know nothing about the car, but man, I know they ain't walking.
So she said they ain't crawling. They not crawling.
Nah, I know they ain't crawling. Nah, I know they ain't crawling. I don't know nothing about the car. I ain't never seen it, but I know they ain't crawling at all. I know that.
Perpetrator. I don't know where old Daddy D at tonight. I don't know. They might have found out that they done bit off a little bit more than they can chew. Old cold case might. Cold case, you know what a cold case really is. A cold case is a case that ain't gonna never get solved. Now, that's some interesting shit.
We're gonna race the car a lot more than you. We're gonna run it. Well, I only been in the car once last year and a couple test hits we had when we rented the track, but we're going to race it a whole lot more this year, especially in all the no-clock shootouts. We're going to definitely run them joints.
Okay, yep. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Carlos, tell me something else, too. I want to know, do you have a list of the pre-entered cars for the big tile, or do you know – who's coming for the big tie? I
want to
hear that.
Well, I don't have the list with me, but right now, I mean, off my head, I know Gotti Brooks, Maurice, myself. Who else was it? Michael Knight was, you know, he's the champion right now. I know it was about 7 or 8 cars so far. I don't have the list with me, but I know it was about 7 or 8 cars so far. I know some people I'm leaving out.
We had
7 or 8 cars, but then we had, you know, a couple new guys called that's coming down. Oh yeah, Shaq, the new Shaq Attack. A couple other cars, and then we got a couple new guys gonna getting in the field also.
Oh, okay.
I think the big time. It's gonna be good. It's gonna definitely be good. And then, you know, let me go ahead and say this, the payout. Let me tell everybody what the payout is because a lot of people went at the meeting. Based on 8 cars, winner $3,000, runner up 1,000, semis is $500, $200, $250 entry. So now we get 16 cars, and we get 16 cars, it'll be a $5,000 payout, $3,000 run up, $1,000 semi, and we get 16 cars.
Damn. Oh, so go back, push that. I'm going to push the one button myself. Did you say if y'all get 16 cars, what?
If we get 16 cars, the winner will get $5,000, the loser will get $3,000, and the semis will be $1,000. And we get 16 cars. And a $250 entry. But if we get, you know, if it's ACOG field again, it'll be the same payout as last year, $3,000 to the winner, $1,000 runner up, $500 semi.
Oh, have mercy.
And same rules apply. One shakedown, then we pull names in staging lanes first, and we're going straight to first round.
Lord have mercy. $5,000. So what you're telling me is if the guys with the big ties that really want to run want to get out there and do something and get that money, all they got to do is be there April 9th.
That's all. That's all. It ain't that hard. Last year, the first race, I think we had, 14 cars? I think we had 15 cars. We wound up running 14 cars first round. So and it snowed the day before to get that kind of turnout for the first race, man. And, you know, the first race was exciting. Maurice won it. I think he ran short dog in the finals, man. It was a good final. So, you know, it was good racing last year.
Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are feeling like Michael Knight is going to keep that belt for a long time now, Carlos. I'm being honest. A lot of people is feeling like the hooker crew, see, they feel like that hooker crew got it going on. They feel like they're going to keep that belt right on up there in, you know, up in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, you mean the chain? Yeah, man, them Knight boys coming out of them hills, tough, man. You know, we can't take that from them. We can't take nothing from them. They coming to win, and we know that. They coming to win. They trying to clean up in that. They trying to clean up in no clock, small block, and the street car. Because the last race we had, they won.
Yeah.
They won the Sticky No More street car shootout, and they won the chain and OG race. So they trying to clean it up all the way around.
They want it all.
Right.
They want it all. See, I like how you said that, because they damn sure want it all.
Yeah, they said they won it all. So, the only thing we can do is get out there and race and try to stop their ass, man. But it's going to be tough trying to stop them. I mean, you know, we had four big-time races last year, and we had four different winners. You know, I think Troy didn't run the third race because I don't know if the car wasn't ready or whatever. So, we ain't going to say that that's the only way we ain't have a multiple winner, but we had four different winners. So, you know, Troy he went on the forfeit of the chain when he didn't make that race. But he said they're coming back to get their joint, so it remains to be seen.
Oh, okay. Well, I see. Let me ask you this: Is Rocky Foster gonna be ready by April 9th?
Nah, he said they more than likely Rocky and them probably won't be ready till around. They were shooting for June at first, but I think they went a little further than they expected, so I think they're gonna be ready probably to late, maybe around September. They probably won't be ready for the last race of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, you got other guys coming in, you know, Charlie and Kane and them coming out with that truck.
The guy, Justin,
from North Carolina called. They coming down from out of Carolina. I forgot the guy's name, but we got a couple other new guys, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm a good friend of New York Rob with that truck, and he, you know, see, I tried to tell him a perfect name for the truck. I think he's gonna have to go with it now. I'm gonna tell you, now you know he's a mailman. You know he's a mailman. So when I think of a mailman and I think of that blue truck, I think of a name like Special Delivery. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to. He has said that he can take out Michael Knight, but I just don't know now. I'm going to tell you, Michael Knight, see, a lot of people don't know about Michael Knight. Michael Knight, Short Dog, all these guys, like Michael Knight, Short Dog, let's see, who else did Hustlin' Henry still be out there, you know, the GOAT. You know, these type guys, you know, Carlos, and I know, back when Colonial Beach was full out jumping, you had the Southern Outlaw Pro Mod, and them, man, it was jumping out there back then. You had, you know, Michael Knight out there, you had Short Dog, you had them all.
Yeah, the Grand Brothers. A lot of other dudes, right? Right. Man, all of you know, man, like I say, man, long as we, you know, the big tie, we trying to bring the big tie action back, and it seems like it's coming back. You know, long, like I said, and I keep preaching this, man, the guys, as long as the guys just come out and race, you know, the shootout is just an alternative to the grudge, you know, the grudge racing, because, you know, unfortunately, everybody don't lock in all the time, so your cars won't be sitting around 2 or 3 months, man. At least it give you somewhere else to place to race and for some good money and you know, bragging rights. You know, the chain and the belt and all and trophies, all that stuff is just a symbol of bragging rights, man. And you know, it's just to keep action going and the stuff Honeycutt just came up with his list stuff, all that stuff just to keep action going for the fans in the DMV.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, you know, I know what you say. See, what you're saying, some won't like it, but a lot more going to love it. Cause
right. It
is true. You know, if you, I put it like this, if you got a man, basically, if you got a man that done built a car, and he done put his hard-earned money in it, and he come out there and he can't get a race with it. So let's just say he say, well, shit, hell with it. I'm going to start running this, you know, this shootout. Now, I know some people ain't going to like it because they going to, you know what
right.
they going to say? Oh, you class racing. But at the same time, let's just be honest, you know, I done seen many times, I've been doing this small block nitro shootout for 6 years now, and I done had a few times where the guys are running in that round, they're betting money on the side. You know, it's
right.
not
right.
one of those. It's just not one of those, hey, man, we running for that guy money that put it up in the tower. No, hell no.
Right.
Let's go on and bet $5,000 on the side and see what's going to happen.
Right, right. And that's how it's supposed to be. It ain't, you know, it ain't, you know, with some people ragging on it. You know, I don't see the big deal. You know, and anybody that tell you that ran an OG race or a small block race last year or the junior varsity or any of that stuff, man, every last one of them guys will tell you they had a good time doing it. You know, it ain't stressful, man, and, you know, and none of that. You just having a good time, man. And at the same time, you can bet money on the side. I mean, we have done it just about every round. We have done it. So, you know, the guys just need to come out and race, man. And so, you know, as long as they come out and race, we can keep on continuing with these races, man. But, you know, if they don't show up and race, the track owners, man, they're going to go in a different direction, man. So we trying to just keep everything going. And especially right now, since we got all the tracks on board, man, and that's unheard of for all the tracks to be on board and welcoming grudge racing at their racetrack. So, man, we need to keep it up.
Well, I agree with you, definitely, because you're right. I tell you something else. This is what I want to see. What four cars do you got in this Let's Get It On shootout?
Oh, yeah. We got Mark Hayes with the OnCrest Nova, Ricky Fox, Animal Control. We got Shop and Tim Boots, Sniper, four-car shootout. And then Jada Mack and Hannibal is the runner-up. We wanted to – I mean, not the runner-up, but, you know, alternate. We wanted to have alternates in there because, in drag race, any of them cars can break. You know, them cars that fast. So we don't want to cheat the fans, man. So we want to have the two alternate cars there. So, you know, just in case one of those cars breaks. But, you know, all four, I'm excited to get into it. You know, I want to thank Dana from Capital Life Entertainment. She came on as a sponsor. So them guys coming in, man, it's free entry for them. And since she came on as a sponsor, free entry for them. And it's $5,000 winner take all. And, you know, and I'm going to be honest, even on the side, Tim Booth didn't call, Adam didn't call. They all, I'm trying to get all of them to put up additional, $2,500 apiece to try to make it $10,000. I don't think all of them agreed, but that's what they're trying to do. You know, all of them, they really want to win that bread. So, you know, we're going to see what happens on April 9th. It's going to be a good shootout. I mean, them four of the baddest 29-inch tire cars, damn near in the country. You know, not just around here, we talking about in the country.
You got a good point. You got a damn good point.
Man, it took us a little work to get it accomplished, you know. But we got it. It took us about 2 days, but we got everything accomplished. All they're all the ground setting. So they're all on ready to race, all on ready to roll, too.
Hey, Carlos, I got somebody about to, you want me to call him in? I don't know what's going on. While you're talking, I'm going to have to see what's going on. Board said they're trying to call and she's still ringing. So let me, I'm going to mess with this board while I call this person in. But somebody said they wanted to be called in. Let's see if they answer this phone.
All right.
All right, well, while I try to get this problem fixed, Carlos Wells, can you also, I just got a text wanting to know, what's your schedule look like? Who are you racing on May 7th?
May 6th?
May 6th.
On May 6th.
May 6th.
Yeah, Martha Jones race?
Yeah.
And what was the question?
They want to know who, because, people want to know, they hear that y'all racing and y'all doing this. I think, a lot of people don't have social media. A lot of people that listen to this show, they from, Richmond, the metro area, some of the, they want to know, mm-hmm. What's going on May 6th with the metro area grudge crew. Who y'all locked in with?
Well, really, it's only me. I got me and Short Dog locked in to run off the trailer. And I got Country Boy 8 o'clock. We got them two locked in racing.
So, you locked in to do battle with Country Boy.
Yeah, and also, me and Mark Jones, we're going to run on one Friday night for that Honeycutt top 10 list belt, for the top 10 list belt.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nephew Pete already called the loser of that race out. So, because, Troy number 3 on the list. So, he already called the loser of that race out. So, me or even Mark Jones, whoever number 2, going to have to run Short Dog on May 6th, which we already, all three of us already scheduled to be there. So Short Dog and Mark Jones supposed to run at 8 o'clock anyway. So me and Short Dog was already supposed to run off the trailer. So it's all working itself out. So it's coming out anyway. So it's going to be some good action on May 6th, man. It's a real good action.
I hear you. So you said that you are running for Rob Honeycutt's big time belt.
Yeah, me and Buford running. We were supposed to run April 9th, but when Honeycutt came out with the idea, it was for not to really run on the show. We just needed to do it on a Friday night or Saturday or Sunday, regular testing tune or regular track day, anywhere in the DMV, Calvary Creek, DMV, VMP or, tracks like that. So instead of doing it on the show at MIR on the 9th, we're going to go ahead and do it on a Friday night, one of the Friday night of Capitol in the month of April. So when May 6th come around, one of us is going to be number 1 or number 2. Pete already called us out to run for the number 2 spot that's, for May 6th. So that's going to be part of May 6th also.
Okay. So Pete, they've already called y'all. So basically, they've already called out the winner of you and Buford.
They called out. With a loser, me and Buford are going to have to run them because they number 3. So me and Buford are going to be 1 or 2. So they're going to try to move on up the list to the number 2 spot. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Pete already,
right.
He already called it out.
I like that.
He's already done deal.
I like that.
It's bringing good action. Yeah, and then, even though May 6th is a show, but, all of us are going to be already be at the racetrack and Troy and them coming from so far anyway, so you might well go ahead and do it on, on May 6th, and then we can have a rest on regular Fridays or Saturday or Sunday evenings or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, damn, that's good. That's good. I like that. I damn sure like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it brings some good action, man, to the area. It's going to bring some good action to the area, man. Yep.
I definitely agree. So what are your dates? Before, I know you got to get off soon or whatever, but you got to do something. But what are your dates so everybody can hear those dates that you got going?
The first day, April 9th, down MIR. The second date is June 10th, down Capitol Raceway. third date is September the 16th of Capital Raceway, and the last date is October the 15th at MRR. Now, on September 16th of Capital, we're going to bring the Young Guns back one more time, one final time. We're going to go ahead and bring the Young Guns back.
Man. Now, I got that. All right,
so I'm looking
that's
forward
perfect.
To that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Now, I got to ask, you know, who, what, now, with that being said, who are we looking, what, I know the age was, what, 20, what was the age, 26?
Well, it was 26, man. We might, you know, I'm going to leave it up to the guys, but we might have to bump it up some, man, because to me it won't be fair if we don't let Marquise and all them dudes race again. And then there was some guys like CJ, you know, he had problems with his car. He didn't get a chance to run. And a couple other guys, you know, Apollo did good when he came out. You know, a couple of dudes didn't get a chance to run. So I think we need to bump the age up a little bit to let all them guys run and let's just see who the baddest youngin.
Okay. I agree with that.
So, I mean, we'll get a feel for it. We got a little time all the way to September, but we need to get it all ironed out by June. So, you know, everybody can get prepared. Because me personally, we move it back to the original age, which was 25. I don't think it's enough no time, you know, young guys like that actually racing to make a full field. See, them dudes, they damn near veterans.
So.
They damn near veterans now. They done got old, man. They damn near veterans. But I think, man, we should let it roll one more time, man. So September 16th, they're going to do it again where we started it up Capital Raceway.
Mm. I like it. So basically, you're trying to get the old, I guess you could say you're trying to get the old Young Guns back for another one.
Yeah, especially, and some of these new ones, like the young boy just now, we just now locked in. All them guys, man, they just need to come together one more good time, man. That's right, and get all of them there and see who the baddest. Get JoJo Marafino back up. JoJo just knew he was going to come and win that damn Young Gun. Got his ass whooped first round. You know, get all them dudes back.
Yeah. And see, JoJo is a sponsor for No Clock Small Block. And he also, he's a nasty son of a bitch. He told me, he said, because we got this group chat, man, and all the small block guys, they wild. They are wild. You see, right now, a lot of people, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people are a little worried. They're a little worried about Kenny Leach. JoJo said, you know what? I want him off the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
So, the guys are talking, you know, it's going to be, people think just because people run shootouts, they don't grudge race. Look at Kenny Leach on May 6th. Kenny going in April 29th. Kenny is running Sammy. And then, you know, winner of that one, you know, they got to run, you know, it could be whoever in the four. But then, look at May 6th. May 6th, he going in the battle with a big black car. He going in the battle with Lil Darryl. So, I mean, you know, just because people run shootouts don't mean they grow the drinks.
Right. That's right. But again, like I say, man, you got to have some way to run your car, man. You don't want the car just sitting, man. You spend too much money in these joints for them cars to be sitting like that.
Yeah. So have you heard any and look, tell Kendall next time you see him, I might just have to ride up there. Does Kendall stay in like DC or is he like close to one of the tracks?
Nah, Kendall closer to DC.
Oh, okay. So he's closer to DC. All right, I might just have to take a ride. Because I ain't forgot about him. I still got all the money. Man, we raised, you know, we did pretty good, Carlos. We did pretty good. We did a raffle. My man Brandon Terry Then we did a raffle for Kendall and his family, and man, we ended up with a couple hundred dollars, man. And I, you know, I got it already. You know, I haven't forgot him. It's just, man, you know, I think we were supposed to, all of us were supposed to go to Fayetteville. And I don't know, you know, neither one of us, I had to end up doing something here. So, you know, stuff just ain't panning out right now, but I might just have to take a ride anyway.
Yeah, he'll be down there April 9th anyway. So, you know, you'll catch up with him. You definitely will get up with him. I know he'll appreciate it, man. He definitely appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shoot. We had a ball, man. Mm-hmm. Man, next year you got to come, man. My man, he got a performance shop called Get Fat, you know, Performance Dynamics. And if you want anybody want to check him out, is getfast1.com. And his name is Brandon Terry. And, you know, he does, I got to give him credit. He does a lot for the guys.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to come this time, man, but I had other engagements to go to. And then plus, I wasn't moving around good, you know, good as I was. And it's cold, you know, just coming off that broken foot. So I'm still struggling.
Yeah.
Still moving around a little slow. But I was like, man, I ain't going to be able to go out in that cold weather. Yeah,
I understand.
Mhm. But it'll be all healed up. My foot'll be all healed up by May 6th. I can tell you that. It'll be all healed up by May 6th.
It'll be
all kind of Bengay on my. Yes, indeed. I'm gonna have all kind of Bengay on my heels, but I guarantee that.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Carlos. I don't know if I gotta see what's going on. I got people calling me saying they can't get on or whatever. What I'm gonna do is, you know, if you still want to get on in the field, I'm gonna cancel this show and get right back
right,
on
cool.
And see if I can do it again. Cause the show not full and people can't call in. And my number's still the same, so I got to find out what the hell going on.
Oh, man, you know God worked that joke out, needed me to talk a little bit. Troy, you know, Troy, them boys on my ass, I heard. So I'm glad that you go so they can get on the show. I'm out here doing some work anyway. So I'll talk to you a little bit, but I'll be listening in.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
thanks a lot, man.